This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning over to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end.
Now, markets seem to be in a sort of holding pattern at the moment, Kelvin, mainly because we're all waiting to hear what's going to come out or come through as far as these talks between Russia, Donald Trump, and Ukraine are concerned. There are mixed messages coming out of both the White House, Europe, and indeed Russia. What's happening at the moment in terms of the geopolitical side of things is having an effect on markets, isn't it? And particularly the oil price.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at from what has transpired in the market after last Friday meeting with Putin and Trump, not much specific or details has been kind of a furnished to the general public. So what we could say over here is things are still rather uncertain in terms of getting an immediate ceasefire deal between this 3 year plus of war between Russia and Ukraine. But what's promising over here is that there's some vocal messaging coming up from US President Trump saying that the meeting between Trump himself and Putin is rather productive, use the word productive, and now we call it honest, lies on Ukraine side, whether they want to make a deal or not. So over the Ukraine side of the story, for sure, the leadership does not want to cede any territory to Russia. So what we could see over now at this point in time, markets from the oil market seems to be looking at some form of a positive outcome from today's meeting between Trump, Ukraine President Zelensky, and as well as several European leaders that is accompanying Zelensky to the US White House today. So will there be any potential breakthrough? So let's say if there is some form of potential breakthrough, as in perhaps Ukraine will be agreeing to some kind of steps taken to allow a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine to take shape without Ukraine ceding any further territory to Russia, and as well as Russia getting the assurance that Ukraine will not be joining NATO in the near future, perhaps we will start to see oil prices falling down much further, given that geopolitical risk tension will be down by another downtick, and as well as Russia oil supplies, more of them will start to flow into the global markets, given that right now US is likely to pushing for less sanction on Russia oil products flowing out into the rest of the world. So if you look at the oil price right now by West Texas crude oil that is trading right now, they're still rather soft. Yes, it's down slightly lower because during the start of today's Asia session, it was down by negative 0.6%. Now it's down negative 0.2%, but still trading rather on the soft side below a key short-term resistance level at this $64.20 US dollar per barrel. So that is something pretty interesting to look out for. And the intermediate support will be at 62.50 that has been tested during the start of today's Asia session before a slight bounce and a holding pattern take shape as we are speaking right now.
So that's markets at the moment, Kelvin. Of course, as I said, we're waiting for more information regarding the talks between Russia, Ukraine, and Donald Trump. What about the rest of the highlights we should look ahead to in this week ahead?
Yes, there are a couple of things to look ahead for this week. Over here is number one, starting on Wednesday, the 20th of August, we have the New Zealand Central Bank interest rate decision, which is RBNZ decision, but that has more or less been fully priced in. Market is expecting kind of a 25 basis point cut from RBA to bring the benchmark rate down to 3%. So as we know that FX market is relative in nature, so that has already been priced into the market. Market now is more looking forward to a potential Fed dovish pivot. So if you look at the CME FedWatch 2, taking into the price action behavior of the Fed funds futures traders, they are still looking for a high chance of 85% chance for the Fed to ignite its first interest rate cut for 2025. That's what will come in the next month, September FOMC meeting. So if that continues to be what play out in the market, potentially we could start to see a further push up in the Kiwi dollar, that's the Kiwi versus the dollar, if we will start to see RB and ZEC stating that they are actually coming towards the tail end of their interest rate cut cycle, very similar to a guidance that given by ECB a couple of months, a month ago. And next up on the calendar, we will have UK inflation coming in at on the same day itself, on Wednesday. So for the core inflation rate, market is expecting a rather same rate of growth at 3.7% year on year, similar print from June as well. So we know that UK inflation has been rather on a higher end of what Bank of England desired. So if inflation continues to be rather sticky at around the 3.7 level for core inflation, that could act as a further impetus to actually support this ongoing short-term bullish trend that we've seen on the sterling dollar that has taken shape last week. And next up on the calendar, stretching into the midweek, will be on Thursday. I would say that Thursday Singapore time, so that's still that 3 a.m. Singapore time, will be the FOMC minutes. So for the FOMC minutes, market will be looking at the debate between the two descendants, where two Fed officials, Waller and as well as Bowman, advocating for a 25 basis point cut in the previous meeting. So very interestingly, market will be looking at their debate for their rationale behind their mindset for this choice to actually ignite these two interest this last month interest rate cut by them, but which eventually they got shot down by the rest of the FOMC members. And also on Thursday, 21st of August, there will be a slew of preliminary readings of manufacturing and services PMI data that will be out from all the way from Australia, Japan, Eurozone, UK, and the US. So market participants will be scrutinizing these numbers, because all these are leading economic data, to see whether the past few months of US tariffs has it been hit into these numbers itself. So we know that especially US services PMI has been pretty much resilient despite that tariffs uncertainty, and as well as manufacturing PMI in Eurozone has also slowly recovered as well. So market participants will be scrutinizing this data to see whether does the tariff has any US tariff has any significant impact to this flash global PMI and manufacturing data for the month of August for these key developed economies. And what we could have on Friday, we have early Asia session, which is on the 22nd of August. We'll have Japan core inflation rate data to be out over here. So for this time round, market is expecting a slight, we call it a growth, a tone down in terms of inflationary trend in Japan. So for the core inflation rate, market is expecting to dip slightly downwards to 3% from 3.3% that was printed in the previous month of June, but still holding above a fair bit of margin above that 2% long-term inflation trend target that BOJ wants to achieve for the Japanese economy. So I would say that if it comes in within expectation, Japanese inflation trend is still pretty much of a healthy growth scenario that what BOJ wants it to achieve, and that could potentially keep at least one interest rate hike guidance alive before 2025 ends by BOJ. And what's interesting over here will be Jackson Hole Symposium. So this Jackson Hole Symposium is an annual affair where global central bankers is invited to the US to actually take part in this annual economic debate between global central bankers. So on Friday itself, which is on the 20 2nd of August at this 10 p.m. Singapore time. U.S. Federal Reserve Fed Chair Powell will give a speech in this Jackson Hole Symposium. So his speech will be centered on economic outlook and some policy mandate in a way. So market participants will be scrutinizing his speech to see whether does he give any indication that based on the current state of the U.S. economic data, especially we see a very weak non-farm payroll numbers coming into play. But however, CPI data and PPI data still remains rather firm on the upside. So does this latest economic data sway his stance of a wait and hold approach, or will he start to ear towards more of a dovish side of the story? So market will be paying very close attention to his speeches to watch out for any hints of any potential change in the US Federal Reserve monetary policy guidance going forward.
Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. Have a very good week, and we shall speak to you soon.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.